Now to that other story out of Mexico I mentioned earlier. It's also about a promising young man there. Sadly, a young man who's no longer with us. The Norteño musician Ariel Camacho died in a car accident on Wednesday. He was the lead singer of Los Plebes del Rancho. That's the plebeians from the ranch. They're known for their narco corridos, songs that recount the exploits of the drug cartels. Camacho was only 22, but he already had a big following on both sides of the border. In fact, he was supposed to start a U.S. tour this coming weekend. Elijah Wald is the author of Narco Corrido, A Journey into the Music of Drugs, Guns, and Guerrillas. I asked him to tell us about Camacho's background.
He was from Guasave. It's in between Los Mochis and Culiacan, Sinaloa, and that's the absolute, as they say, Mera Mata, the heartland of the drug world.
So northwest Mexico.
Down on the coast, the nearest town people would probably have heard of up here is Mazatlan, which is the main port on the Pacific coast.
So Ariel Camacho and his group, Los Plebes del Rancho, were part of this new sound of Norteño music. What was new about the sound?
Well, it's not Norteño. Norteño is the accordion sound, and what's cool about them is they combine the two Sinaloan sounds. I mean, the classic old-fashioned sound everywhere was just guitars and singers, and the classic Sinaloan sound is brass bands. And about a little over 15 years ago, this guy called El Canelo y los Dos del Sitio, out of the real heart of the drug-dealing area, which is Barirakuato, put together this group with two guitar players and a tuba player playing lead. And I thought it was going to be like a one-off novelty, but it actually caught on. There have been a few other groups like that. And Los Plebes del Rancho, that's the sound. It's Ariel Camacho, who's a really hot 12-string guitar lead player and a very hot tuba player on lead and then a rhythm guitarist.
Yeah, it is a unique sound for sure. Narco corrideros for years have been these mostly men, I guess, who will sing songs of praise for drug dealers and kingpins. They get paid and they deliver these kind of bespoke songs of worship for them. Was Camacho part of that tradition?
Judging by what he did, no, I don't think he was probably doing anything for hire. His songs were mostly about the really famous narcos, and that's not for hire. That's like Hollywood movies. I mean, that's taking the big stories, like he did a song, Guerra de Poder, which is War of Powers, about how the biggest drug dealers were fighting it out for control of the market. And those are news corridos.
Well, let's have a little listen to Guerras de Poder.
Miro a Sinaloa en el mapa crecer, ganando victorias dentro del cartel, pelea la gloria, ahí les va la historia.
So Ariel Camacho did narco corridos. He also did some love songs too, didn't he?
Yeah, he actually was known as El Rey de Corazones, the King of Hearts. And his biggest hit was a thing called Hablemos, Let's Talk. If you go up on YouTube, you can see it. And I mean, he was only 22 years old. He's a good-looking young guy. And he really had romantic appeal, and that's a big deal, because part of what's going on here is that sound of the two guitars is much gentler than the sound of brass band or accordion, and he's very handsome, young guy. He did the romantic songs, and narco corridos, like gangster rap, has mostly been a boy style, but he clearly was a guy who appealed to young women.
He's going to cover all the demographics, love songs for the girls and narco corridos for the guys. Narco corridos are interesting. They go back to the 30s. What's the history of the genre?
Corridos have been around for a long time. They were songs of brave gunfighters. And really in the 20s, the big news in brave gunfighters in the border area was prohibition. And the whole story of narco corridos, I mean, the first big drug smuggling operation is smuggling alcohol. Many of the cartels start as bootlegging cartels. And then in the 30s, they just switched over from bootlegging alcohol to bootlegging Mexican heroin. Opiates, first of all, in the 60s and 70s, it then went to marijuana. And then when the Caribbean connection got shut down in the 80s, they became the main transshipment point for Colombian cocaine.
I know this was an automobile accident, but given Ariel Camacho's kind of connections with the drug world, is there any suspicion of foul play?
None whatsoever. As with most touring musicians, the most dangerous thing is the touring itself.
Elijah Wald, the author of Narco Corrido, A Journey into the Music of Drugs, Guns, and Guerrillas. Thank you very much for coming in and telling us about the late Ariel Camacho.
Thank you very much for having me.
El necesario amor. que platiquemos un segundo solamente, para que no haya malas interpretaciones. Es necesario, amor, que me concedas un segundo tu atención y que sepas que estoy desesperado cuando no vienes.
You're listening to The World.